All right, this is the Monday, April 17th, 2023, Town of Cornish Planning Board Workshop Meeting. In attendance, Les McMaster, E. Bergstrom, Nancy Perkins, Adam Craig, Bob's here, and Angel. And we have a guest, Zach Hayes from Cutting Above Barber Company. Okay? So, let's roll right into it. Okay, so, I don't know if you got a chance to see my email this afternoon. We're not going to talk with Devin Libby tonight. There's way too many open questions, and we have no CEO to back us up. And so I called him and said, we'll try again for the at the actual business meeting. Communications received and sent, historical property guidelines. I sent Dan a note last week just to see if he'd gotten any response from the lawyer, and as of the 13th, he has not received any feedback from the lawyer, so he was going to follow up. This week makes 6 weeks since we submitted it to them, so.
Wow. What?
Time flies, huh?
Yeah, that went fast.
Okay. I don't know if you guys, you did get it. They sent it to the planning board. Saco River Corridor Commission, notice on Joe Perry's campground. His time extension to get it all cleaned up was approved. Good for him. It's going to take forever, but I appreciate his initiative. You got a new membership roster, updated membership roster. That takes care of that. Actually, I didn't look at it. I want to make sure you got all my stuff right.
Hopefully it was just cut and paste.
Yeah, we're good. There we go.
Any word on a new associate?
Not yet, but we're going to talk about that later. Okay, so review of business minutes, or business meeting minutes, before 3. I had 2 very small changes that I've already communicated to the secretary. Anybody have any?
I'm not sure if I even saw them.
And you wouldn't. They're very subtle.
Well, I'm not sure I even saw the minutes.
Oh.
I didn't.
So, unless anybody has any changes, it was a pretty straightforward thing. Do you need a copy to look at them before we go?
I trust you.
Okay.
No, I do not get them.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You'll be punished appropriately. Okay, so that takes care of that. All right, that takes care of that. All right. Old business. Zach Hayes, Cutting Above Barber Company.
Yes, sir.
We need about a 10-minute pitch on what, or as long as it takes you, whatever you're going to do.
Yep.
When you plan on doing it and how you plan on doing it. No, just give us a little bit of background. We know that you're a barber company.
Yes. So, Cutting Above, established in 2020, we opened up in the back of Karma Salon. It's just like a one-room barbershop. Me and Matt Chambers is another barber that I have working with me. We're looking to expand, and we signed a lease for the location down at 185 Main Street, so okay. Stone Ridge Plaza,
mm-hmm.
Moving to 1,400 square feet compared to the 300 square feet that we have now.
You got room for more scissors and things like that, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And, with that being said, I've already found a few barbers to work for us, and so that we can take care of the walk-in clientele that we are sending out the door at the moment, and with the new spot, it's going to be such a more welcoming vibe and everything like that. We're going to have couch, big flat screen TV,
like a sports barber shop, huh?
Sports we'll have on the TVs, and then on the other side of the room, we're going to have like a gaming system for the kids, and we're going to have some retro arcade games for the kids as well. And then also thinking about putting a little disc golf basket in the corner so that people can practice their putting and stuff like that. over there right now. We're just doing some painting and stuff. All the equipment's already in. Just pretty much just waiting, just ready to go.
Okay. Did you happen to like just give us a little write-up or a paragraph so that we can stick it in the file or something like that?
Yes, I did.
Good, excellent, excellent.
There's that for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there any kind of state licensing that needs to be done for this location? Or?
As long as everything goes well and stuff like that, I just have to contact my lawyer and change the address on the LLC. Contact my insurance, change over the address, and let them know that we're acquiring more space. And then after those two things are done, then I have to submit a level 2 establishment application to the barber board. And then once that's all done, then we could open. So right now I'm thinking probably like June 1st.
What are your hours going to be?
The hours are 10 to 5 right now. But with the more people we bring on, could be 9 to 5.
What days of the week?
It's 10 to 5 right now, Tuesday through Friday, and then Saturdays are 9 to 1.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and what was the square footage you're going to have in there?
1,400.
Thank you.
Great, great. As you're aware, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah. All right, so on your entertainment,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it that, okay?
Yeah.
Entertainment that you're putting in, is there any way you're going to charge anybody for using that?
For the entertainment?
Okay, because that's...
Mm-hmm. Good,
no,
good.
It's another door. Yeah. You probably don't want to open.
Questions, anybody?
Where's 185 Main Street?
Stone Ridge Plaza,
sure,
where the weed store is.
That way. I'm looking down the road.
No, which one is
Coast
it?
To zero.
No, it's back the other way,
okay.
in towards...
on this side of the street?
With the red roof? Yeah.
No.
The other side.
Yeah.
You're going to go in the...
The old gun shop.
Yeah, the old gun shop.
Beside the restaurant, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. I've only been here 5 years, so I don't know.
Yeah.
They talk about things and I don't know where they are.
It's where their old church used to be.
All right.
The old meat market.
Yeah.
Butcher shop.
Okay. So, like I was going to say, you're covered under a blanket conditional use permit.
Is that what you're
looking for? Yeah. And it shortcuts a lot of things that you normally have to do for. Abutter notifications, things like that. You don't have to deal with that anymore. What you will have to do, though, it used to be a gun store.
Yeah.
You will have to get with the code enforcement officer and set up a change of use from the gun shop to a barber shop. That way we get to nick you for $150. But our paperwork is complete at that point.
Right.
So we're good there. So... you're going to have to get with the CEO, who is on vacation until April 27th.
So,
apparently, he went to Sweden.
Good for him.
Apparently, yeah. Good for him. That's great. Okay, so unless anybody has any other questions, he gets the slim down, you know, look-see because of that blanket conditional use permit.
Right.
This is a non-controversial issue. I mean, everybody loves barbers, right? It's not like meat markets or something like that where you get all the pita people out front. You should be good to go. You got to come back here for a business meeting where we officially vote on the thing. No, we can do this. You have to satisfy the change of use permit first. And then you bring your receipt and whatever other documentation you feel is appropriate, and then we will review and vote, and you're on your way.
Cool.
I don't anticipate any problems here. If you're a serial killer or something like that, we'll have to revisit that later.
Right.
But you should be good. question?
May 1st is our next business meeting, if you can get everything together by then.
Okay.
Dan's
supposed to be back the 27th.
Which is a Thursday, and Friday is, we're closed here. So, if you could get in on Monday.
Come by here Monday.
And you got to call him, because he doesn't keep office hours. You have to call for appointment. But make sure you pay her. That's the real hang-up, is you got to pay the town clerk $150 for a change of use letter, and then we're good. Anybody? Anything? Thanks very much for coming in.
No problem.
Good luck in the future. I expect that this will slide through without any trouble at all.
All right.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, so we're not going to...
Do you have the CEO's phone number?
I believe so.
There's business cards over there.
His business card's up by that window there, up there.
Yeah, make sure you have it. But like I said, he's in Sweden, so like, don't call him until he gets back, or I don't know how that would work out.
And I was just wondering if you needed any of this.
What do you got there?
So that's a pre-application review.
You hold on to this. Bring it. When you meet with Dan.
Okay.
And you should be all good. You don't need, okay.
That's
a hand-drawn map. No, I get it. You went through the site plan. Yeah, you don't have to go very far on that, though. I hope you didn't do pages.
Dan told me to fill out what I could.
There you go. That's all you need to do.
Okay.
Thank you, man. Bring that back.
You gotcha. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Take care.
All right. And we'll keep that. Okay.
Oh, I wish they were all that easy.
Yes, if they were just that easy. All right, new business. Planning Board Associate Member. So we have two responses to date. We're not going to go trolling for more responses. How do you guys want to handle this? Do you want to talk with the candidates? Do you want me to make the decision? I mean, like, I got no lock on how this goes down. So if you would like somebody to come in at a workshop meeting and we can have a conversation, that would work fine with me. I just don't want to pull somebody in that anybody here is uncomfortable with. We have two candidates. Yes?
So I have never heard of this protocol before.
Well, and I don't know. I don't know that there is a protocol. How would you like to handle it?
I know when I did it, it was when me and Jess were at the same time, and we came in and introduced ourselves.
See how a meeting runs,
see whether or not, you know, we just get cross waves with anybody or whatever, and if it was a good fit, and then it was just sent to the selectmen to do the actual appointing.
Okay, all right. You want to do it that way? You want to have somebody come in? Yeah.
See, I don't know who, I mean...
We have two people.
I know, yeah. One of them I know is Ken's son.
And the other one...
Who I've met maybe once. I don't know.
Brian Hall. Brian Lane. Ryan Lane's the
second one. Ryan Lane is the second one. That's a friend of Jess's who had indicated some sort of interest before.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
He lives right across the street from me.
Oh, okay.
Beside Adam, with a building.
Mm-hmm. On the other side of the old fire barn. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's David Hall, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
David Hall is the other one.
So I have it.
Yeah.
Yes, David Hall. Boom, boom, boom. Got that.
Is he really interested? Cause
the letter
he sent was really kind of wishy-washy.
It is still pretty wishy-washy.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
The first one we got back in March of
21st.
Ken's son. That's the only one I read. The other guy didn't send anything.
Well, the guy didn't send a letter. He just sent a note to the planning board that he was interested, and the selectman and the selectman passed it on to me. And I responded that, hey, we'll get back to you.
You know that?
I don't.
What's his name? Ryan Lane, yeah.
I know Ryan. I don't know Ken's son.
Oh, that's what I meant. The guy that you know, the guy
that's good guy.
So, what do you want to do? How uncomfortable would it be for two of them to be sitting at the same workshop meeting while we interviewed them, or had a conversation with both of them? All right.
Very.
All right. So since we're not under serious time constraints, we'll stretch it out. We'll do one at the next workshop, and then one at the following workshop. Mm-hmm. And we'll be all wrapped up by 1st of July or whatever.
Yeah, that you can run them half hour apart.
But yes.
No.
Well, you can, but one of my considerations is, do you guys want to sit around and wait for half an hour for somebody else to come strolling in, or how do you want to do that?
Just a suggestion.
If anybody has problems with stringing this out a little bit, one at each workshop, speak your mind. Otherwise, it's just easier that way. It's not as uncomfortable.
I'm fine if you and Angel want to interview them. I don't.
You don't need to talk to them, is what you're telling me.
How many conversations did I have with all of you before I showed
up? Same here.
Well, right.
We're so glad to get a warm body, you know?
That's how I felt.
Well, and that's exactly what it is. But that being said, if you had an interest in exploring, you know, what these candidates might bring, here's a good opportunity to do it. If you don't care, yeah. If you don't care, then...
Well, I never met Ryan. He didn't send anything in. I had to read the other note a couple times to try to figure out
what was being said.
And you said the only other communication we got from him was before the election, when we had that fraudulent thing about that he had gotten, that he got all discombobulated about.
He does
get the so.
So maybe we can vote now.
Yeah.
Well, we should. I told both these guys we'd at least talk to them. So,
okay.
So we'll do it that way. I'll get one of them in here at the next workshop meeting, and we'll go from there. Okay. That takes care of that. That's all I got. Look at that.
All right, so I got a question for you.
Go.
On that, Devin Libby's.
Yes.
And where that, did anybody look at the resource protection map to see where that building's actually going to be located?
It's not a concern. You can drive up there and see where the building is already. But the resource protection area is farther down the lot. They have 118 acres there, and it's way down on the eastern end of, I guess it would be the western end of the lot, and his building is on the eastern end of the lot. He's got this, I think, 2,200 feet between the resource protection area and him.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
and I went through some of the older projects that they had. They pulled gravel out of there back in 2002, something like that, and there was a whole bunch of conversation about safety regarding the resource protection area and the wellheads as well. So he should be plenty clean on that.
So is this the same year that a few years ago we had the expedition on the snowmobiles up to the top there to check out? That was a quarry. It was
Jack,
be a quarry.
I think Jack was the last one. The other was just, Jack came to us when he was going to use
the quarry.
Activate the big thing, because it had been sitting there. And Jack then sold it to Bobby Sturgeon and who? Somebody in Bobby.
Day? One of the
Is
days,
it
maybe?
Day?
Where did I say here?
And then they sold this portion of it to Devin
Libby. There's just a whole bunch of questions on. He looks to be clear as far as the resource protection area. In fact, that's on the.
That's all I got.
Yeah, the far end of the lot.
And you're probably remembering that because Jack got a little hot under the collar when we had that meeting.
Who's Dan Day?
Dan.
That's what's on the permit.
Yeah. Okay. The building's just about done. What can I say? It's sort of like the cart before the horse. Mm-hmm. And the conditional use permit that they used to construct the building was issued in 1998.
And so what are you going to do about it?
Going to have a conversation. What is he going to do about it? Yeah, we're going to have a conversation when he returns, and he and Devin and I can sit down and talk through some of these things.
Yeah.
Because, like...
I think it's really good because to do that, because...
We got to send a message.
A group of them are bloggers, so they talk to each other.
Sure.
So it's like, we probably should try that again. questioned us on it, and so...
I couldn't believe that that's what they came up with, was this conditional use permit from 1998. So, we'll have a conversation. It's not going to be a barn. This is a... It's either a firewood processing building or it's a truck maintenance building. But
that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. It was initially explained to me as he can build a barn up there because it's agricultural. Well, I can't find any reference about that. So there's lots of open questions.
Well, he's going to, I think that's the hard part. All right, the garage, if that's what it is, the only thing you really have to worry about fluids and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get into treatment of woods, mm-hmm. and you're into chemicals, and you're into other things.
We need more explanation.
We don't want it to be another Jody Davis situation.
Yeah, no, we get enough of those, almost a lifetime.
Yeah, so that's where that's at. And when the CEO returns... We'll set something up. Keep it posted.
So I missed that. I guess someone built a building without getting that permit?
No, they have a permit. It's just 25 years old.
You mean the Jody David that I was referring to?
No, I had no idea about this one.
Did you get a package? Did you come in and pick up a documentation package? Okay. Let me get one for there.
That's probably a great example of, because you don't see it from the road.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
On the world. Yeah.
Really well hidden. Somebody must have complained to Dan, or he would have had it done by now.
Probably.
Right.
Well, I think there are two or three houses up there.
There are three. I can't imagine.
I know.
They're on board with this thing.
Yeah. I don't know why they...
So anyway, that's all I got. If you guys have anything, now's a good time. Otherwise, let's go home. Anybody got anything?
Oh, I'll tell you what I'll share with you.
Go.
Is that Baldwin has an active group that wants the ADUs. And so they were talking about it the other night, and that... they are pushing for the legislation to go through. And I said, gee, I thought Southern Maine, I blew up because Southern Maine Regional told us that they are supporting that bill that would put the ADUs back 2 years. And evidently there's a little groups that are fighting it out somewhere or other about whether, you know, there's a group that's organized that wants the ADUs to take effect in July. And there's a group that's trying to get the legislature to extend that time frame.
In watching the news in the last couple of weeks, there seems to be a whole lot of discussion about, well, they may just throw out all that legislation and do something different next year because they don't have any way of funding this stuff. You know? So like, I'm not anxious to go running down a path doing a whole lot of work with something that has a 50-50 chance of coming to fruition? I don't know. It's not resolved. I don't think it's resolved at all. So.
And the legislature probably get another month.
Well, it's supposed to be ready to go July the 1st, and they're not even talking amongst themselves. So. All right.
Just like chair.
Okay. Anybody got anything else? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? We're out at 6:48. Thank you very much.